If We Fail to Act. The important new collection of essays, Too Poor for Peace, which I cited earlier regarding the youth bulge, describes more generally how extreme poverty leads to violence, terror, and mass displacement of populations. As the editors of the volume describe, in a world where boundaries and borders have blurred, and where seemingly distant threats can metastasize into immediate problems, the fight against global poverty has become a fight of necessity, not simply because personal morality demands it, but because global security does as well. Extreme poverty exhausts governing institutions, depletes resources, weakens leaders, and crushes hopes, fueling a volatile mix of desperation and instability. Poor, fragile states can explode into violence or implode into collapse, imperiling their citizens, regional neighbors, and the wider world as livelihoods are crushed, investors flee, and ungoverned territories become a spawning ground for global threats like terrorism, trafficking, environmental devastation, and disease. I had also made this point in the summer before 9/11 in an essay entitled The Strategic Significance of Global Inequality, though at the time I certainly did not expect it to become so painfully relevant so quickly. Afghanistan had become the quintessential mix of desperation and instability, and the home base of global terror. The great powers, of course, had not only failed to help solve Afghanistan's poverty, they had preyed on it. The Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979, and the United States promoted a religious-based insurrection in response, one that would come back to haunt the United States as a terrorist movement in subsequent years. Even today, because of Afghanistan's extreme poverty, the invasion of Afghanistan by the United States and NATO has failed to bring stability. Afghanistan's crisis had simmered for decades before exploding. Its hardships were and remain extreme. Afghanistan faces severe ecological difficulties from aridity, desertification, overgrazing, soil erosion and degradation, and deforestation. The country is landlocked and located in mountainous Central Asia, resulting in isolation and a youth bulge. The population has tripled from 8 million to 25 million since 1950. A remarkable 2/3 of the population is under the age of 25, and the total fertility rate is 7. Afghanistan exemplifies the end of the line for desperately poor countries when poverty, overpopulation, and environmental degradation are allowed to continue unchecked for decades. Solutions that were once at hand can be lost for decades because the land simply can no longer sustain the population, except perhaps by reliance on poppy production and other desperate stratagems. The greatest swath of instability today comprises the group of dry land countries from Africa through the Middle East and Central Asia that relies on pastoralism as a principal livelihood. The group includes the Sahel, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, Chad, the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Somalia, and Sudan, East Africa, northern Uganda, northeast Kenya, the Middle East, Yemen, and Asia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan, among others. All of these countries are besieged by problems that no military can solve. Remarkably rapid population growth, a youth bulge, deeply degraded environments, and a lack of economic alternatives. The poverty trap and instability deepen as the world delays a sensible response.